and Dover, Ohio, you will find a collection of masterpieces. They are carved scenes, mostly tied to the railroad, that one man created for people to view. Much of his intricate work took many months to complete each piece. I'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Ernest Werther was born in 1885. He enjoyed whittling in his spare time, which turned into his full-time job after working at a steel mill for 24 years. What began as simple carvings became grand masterpieces on display here in Dover, Ohio.
He carved the steel mill from memory. It took him 9 months to carve it and to mechanize it also.
These wooden models can move, in this case, just as a steel mill would have operated. Ernest was Carol Moreland's grandfather. She says he loved the railroad and began carving several pieces to show the history of the steam engine.
He carved a half inch to the foot in scale. Big Boy was the last one in 1943, and the drive wheel on it in real life is 5 feet tall. On his, it's about 2.5 inches. That carving took him 9 months.
At the age of 68, her grandfather had completed the evolution of the steam engine. He had a lot of time on his hands.
He spent the next 4 years being fidgety and not happy. So him and my dad sat down and tried to figure out what else he could carve, and they came up with great American events in railroad history.
And most of those scenes are carved not from wood, but rather from ivory. The joining of the Transcontinental Railroad and Lincoln's funeral train are just two of the scenes he recreated. People wanted to see what Ernest had done, but initially there was not a good location to see them here at his home.
From the 1930s, for 20 years, him and his brother had a traveling truck that they put all the carvings on, and they went around the countryside all over the U.S. They hit all 48 states.
But today, the Ernest Werther Museum houses many of these large and impressive works that Ernest carved from wood, ivory, and other materials. Plus, a beautiful garden outside remembers Ernest's wife's love of flowers. Traveling the countryside in Dover, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCray.